never heard an odder tale than what I'm about to share, but it is worth repeating now for all you folks out there. About the time that Santa Claus came to Martin, Tennessee, and on his rounds in this fair town had a freak emergency. Seems Rudolph, with his nose so bright, didn't see our water tower. And sure enough, he smacked that thing and the sleigh lost all its power. Santa fell and broke his ankle, couldn't walk and couldn't run. So he finally grabbed his cell phone and he dialed 911. They took him out to volunteer, but as he sat in bed, he knew he had to get things done. This is what he said.
It's Christmas Eve, the sleigh must run and finish up its rounds. I need a humble substitute from this here Martin town. I need someone short and chubby, with a beard somewhat like mine. There's precious time a-wasted, get Paul Tinkle on the line.
So they called the station hotline at WCMT. And wouldn't you know, as things would go, both Paul and Chris were free. They closed up the control booth and raced to volunteer. Paul put on Santa's coat and hat while Chris grabbed all the gear. They got the sleigh back on its way. It wasn't hard, you know. It has a TomTom GPS and is radio controlled. How Paul got down those chimneys, I really cannot say. But Chris and Paul, they did it all before the dawn of day. Old Santa, well, he healed up fast, as elves are prone to do, and soon was gone without a trace, seen only by a few. Then Paul and Chris, their mission done, to the station they returned, and started up the morning show, though a rest they'd surely earned. So there you have it, neighbor, so clearly I recall that special year when Christmas Eve was saved by Chris and Paul.